The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We all know that everything at one point breaks. Everything breaks. The good news is that usually when it breaks, it can be fixed. Now, the reason I know that is because I happen to be the fix-it guy in the house. So if it's any problems, anything gets broken, they usually come to me to fix it. The other day we had a guest and he locked himself out of his room, and so I fixed it. I got the spare key and got him in. And then the other night, one of the guys was locking up the outside door, and the lock jammed and couldn't get the lock. The door kept popping open, so he came running to me, and I had to fix that. And then one of the toilets didn't work, and I had to fix that. And then the other day, somebody said to me, I said, the car doesn't start. So now I'm in the process of getting a starter because the battery is brand new, and it's not the battery. So when everything goes wrong, they usually come to me to get it fixed, and because I'm the fix-it guy. Usually because somewhere between Amazon.com and YouTube tutorials and my workshop downstairs, I can usually figure it out. Now, the reason I say this is because when Jesus died on the cross, all of his followers, all of the disciples were broken. They were messed up. Yet 10 of the disciples locked themselves in the upper room due to their fear. And then you had two disciples, they threw in the towel. They were so discouraged and disappointed that they started to go to Emmaus. And then you had Thomas. Thomas says, "I'm not going to believe unless I can put my hand into his side." And then you had Mary and Magdalene is running all over the place because Jesus' body wasn't in the tomb, so she's trying to figure out who stole the body. And then you have Peter, he's all messed up because he denied Jesus three times and he's on the outs. So when Jesus rose from the dead, it was a big mess. Everyone was broken. Everyone was damaged. So he appeared to them, one at a time. And he appeared to the 10 in the upper room, and instantly they went from fear to overwhelming joy. And he fixed them. He transformed them. And then he went to Thomas, who appeared to them and who was doubting and wouldn't believe. And then instantly, he started believing again. And then he went to the two disciples that were on their way to the Emmaus that threw in the towel. And they instantly went back to Jerusalem and they were committed to the mission again. And then he appeared to Mary Magdalene, who was all upset. She can't find the body, and well, that was an easy fix after he appeared to her. And then Peter who was all upset, Jesus appears to him, and he turns his mistake, his three denials, into three wonderful statements where he says, "Lord, you know that I love you." That's what Jesus does. Fixes us. So Paul, in his second letter that we heard, second reading today, in his letter to the Corinthians, says to Jesus, "I got a thorn in my flesh." And then Jesus said to him, "My grace is sufficient." What do you think that means? Well, we know from Jesus' resurrection what it means. Jesus is the fix-it guy. He's the one that comes to us when we need to be transformed. It's grace. You know, we go out there in the world and we get beat up. We get hurt. We get broken. We get damaged. And we need fixing. I know some woman called me the other day and said her sister has a bad case of CD. I have no idea what that is. What a CD is. I heard of ADD. And I have PMR, which is a rheumatoid, rare disease. That can be fixed. And people, they get broken. They get forgotten. People lose jobs. People get upset. And then Jesus, those words come back to us. My grace is sufficient. You know, guys in my community get something breaks for them. They know what to do. They come to me. Now, after hearing Jesus say, "My grace is sufficient," we become broken. And it happens. It happens. We know now what to do.